A very merry mix-up. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. If you enjoy movies such as A Very Merry Mix-Up, then you should try Rocky Road Dreams by Cecilia Doughty. Rocky Road Dreams is about a lawyer named Kyle Baxter. Kyle is on a month-long Christmas hiatus from his job. He rents a house on the Outer Banks for his extended vacation. Melanie Richards, his childhood friend, lives across the street. When they were kids, Melanie had a crush on Kyle's identical twin brother, Keith. Kyle never thought he stood a chance with Melanie since she was smitten with his brother. Keith is now married, and both Kyle and Melanie are single. Will Melanie give him a chance? Kyle's mom died when he was 3, and he barely remembers her. He's determined to find out more about his mom. As Melanie and Kyle reconnect during the holiday season, they take a long road trip during a snowstorm so that Kyle can find answers to his questions about his mother. The road trip is also something that Melanie must do so that she can save her business. See ceciliadowdy.com/books. That's ceciliadowdy.com/books. A list of books will appear, and on that list, you will see Rocky Road Dreams as one of the selections. Or you can simply click on the link at the end of this blog post to purchase Rocky Road Dreams. Rocky Road Dreams is available on Amazon. So all you have to do is go to Amazon and type in Rocky Road Dreams and then my name, Ceciliadowdy, to access the book. Now, let's talk about A Very Merry Mix-Up. Can you imagine if you went to the wrong house for Christmas? This is one of my favorite Hallmark movies. Alice owns an antique shop and her boyfriend proposes to her. He asks her to come spend Christmas with him and his parents. Will has to unexpectedly stay behind for business reasons. Crooked business reasons. When Alice arrives at the airport after a series of mishaps, she ends up meeting Matt, and he mistakenly assumes that she's his brother's, Bill Mitchum, not the same as Will Mitchum, her fiancé. En route to his family's house, with Alice in tow, Matt has an accident, which lands both Matt and Alice in the hospital. I must interject and point out that Alice's fiancé, Will, I find it hard to believe that she could land at this airport and actually meet somebody who assumes that she is his brother's fiance. I would imagine in real life, if two people were to meet that way, they would have talked about it a little bit and discovered that she was not actually engaged to his brother. This is possibly one of my favorite Hallmark Christmas movies because the whole plot is so illogical and funny. I could tell in the beginning when Will proposed to Alice that he was not the right man for her. Also, she didn't love him. Will's proposal was so ridiculous. I couldn't stand him from the start. The little snake, he was after Alice's shop and he didn't really love her. Deep down, I think Alice really knew at the beginning of the story that she didn't love Will. She only perked up when he mentioned meeting his family for Christmas. That's when she started making all of those Christmas plans, plans of things to do while at his parents' house. Those plans included making cookies, although she didn't have a macrobiotic recipe. I really loved the chemistry between Alice and Matt. After Alice and Matt land in the hospital, that's when you really get a glimpse of their strong physical attraction. I also loved Matt's family, and so did Alice. The family blended together nicely, and Alice and Matt really bonded when they were forced to stay up all night. They also bonded while they made cookies. That's one thing that I really love about Hallmark movies. A lot of them have cookie making scene, which I truly enjoy. What was your favorite part of the movie? My favorite part was when Alice discovers she's in the wrong house. When Bill Mitchum, her mistaken fiancé, arrives home and she jumps on him and he asks who she is. The shock on Alice's face, she's so mortified and everything just stops. This was my favorite moment because of the emotional impact on Alice. I think deep down, she realizes since she's in the wrong house, it may have been why she's been so happy during her visit. When she arrives at Will's house, things are so wrong. His mother is stuck up and just impersonal. The entire family dynamic is so off, too off, way off. I love how the other Mitchums, grandfather and Matt, surprisingly visit Alice. I also love the theme with the clock. So glad that Alice and Matt found each other at the right time and were truly amazingly happy at the end. But then again, they would be happy after all. It's a romance movie and it's a Hallmark movie. So can you imagine being welcomed into the wrong house at Christmas time? What was your favorite part of this movie? If you enjoyed this blog post and you like Hallmark movies, I highly encourage you to subscribe to the Hallmark Movie Blog. My Hallmark Movie Blog has a link. There's a link at the end of this blog post to subscribe to the Hallmark Movie Blog. The blog will discuss different Hallmark movies as well as give snippets of romance novels which you might enjoy. The romance novels that will be discussed or that will be mentioned are good wholesome romance novels that Hallmark movie lovers usually enjoy. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing LLC. If you enjoy movies such as A Very Merry Mix-Up, then you should try Rocky Road Dreams by Cecilia Doughty. Rocky Road Dreams is about a lawyer named Kyle Baxter. Kyle is on a month-long Christmas hiatus from his job. He rents a house on the Outer Banks for his extended vacation. When Melanie Richards, his childhood friend, lives across the street. When they were kids, Melanie had a crush on Kyle's identical twin brother, Keith. Kyle never thought he stood a chance with Melanie since she was smitten with his brother. Keith is now married, and both Kyle and Melanie are single. Will Melanie give him a chance? Kyle's mom died when he was three, and he barely remembers her. He's determined to find out more about his mom. As Melanie and Kyle reconnect during the holiday season, they take a long road trip during a snowstorm so that Kyle can find answers to his questions about his mother. The road trip is also something that Melanie must do so that she can save her business. See ceciliadowdy.com/books or click on the link at the end of this blog post to purchase Rocky Road Dreams. Rocky Road Dreams is available on Amazon. If you enjoyed this blog post, then you should subscribe to Cecilia Doughty's Hallmark Movie Blog. The link to subscribe to the blog is near the end of this blog post. It will take you to a page where you need to leave your email address and you will be informed whenever a new blog post goes live. Thanks and have a wonderful evening.